Okay. How do you cleanse from sin? I heard the question right there on a commercial. This one lady says, I asked my dentist, will an electric toothbrush clean better than a manual? And then I muted the sound and said, why no, Emmanuel will clean down into your very soul. Someone said, ouch. Yes, exactly. So we're talking about sin and cleansing from sin, and John comes along baptizing. He baptizes with water. Will the water get into your soul? No. Will it get into your soul? Does water get into your soul? No. What then? We need cleansing, right? Yeah. And he says, after me is coming one. I just baptize with water. You know what he's going to do? He's going to cleanse right down into the soul. He's Emmanuel that the dentist was talking of. No, the dentist was not talking about him. It's a bad joke. And I have a weakness for bad jokes. So, we need to talk about cleansing from sin. And we need for somebody to get down into the soul, because if he doesn't clean down into the soul, then we're not clean, are we? And how can he clean down into the soul? Well, this Emmanuel, God with us, he comes to be one of us and to take the sin on himself, and he carries the sin off, and he keeps on carrying it off until he carries it all the way to... what's that? The cross. And that's why John the Baptist was celebrating, because he was coming, and John knew he needed to be cleansed too, right? Yeah, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you. You come to cleanse us, to take away the sin, to make us holy in the sight of God so we can live forever with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, and you may go back and join your families.